on that third ward.
Okay. Talking about the Bowers. Okay. Darling, I would be a Main Street. And I am not very familiar with the Fifth Ward area, but I do know that one of the main streets out there would be Lyons Avenue, which is the same thing as Dowling. Well, you know, it's compared to Dowling Street. Now, if you're moving on further, you know, it all depends on what kind of people you're asking about, what kind of income, as to what a main street's, because, well, Dowling, McGowan, and if you're coming closer to town, Polk, Leland are where the lower income people, well, most of them, not all, but where the masses blow up stay. Okay, you have other main streets like McGowan Street, Elgin Street. These are, well, we're saying streets, but they're avenues, some of them are. Other main streets going more to the middle class. Wheeler, which is the street that Texas Southern University is on. Blanchett, Southmore. Might as well go on to North McGregor, South McGregor. And that's about as far as, you know, you really want to go, because you're really getting out of the true Third Ward area when you go past that point.
Is there a black financial district or a black shopping district?
Well, there are shops here and there. Now, the Palm Center Shopping Center, which is over on Griggs Road and is on the boundary of the South Park area, has many black shops in it that are just recently popping up. Over on Blodgett Street and on Dowling Street. Now, on Dowling, you find many little beer joints or whatever you want to call them, you know, the kind of clubs that I wouldn't go to, no one else I'd know, but where it's like common meeting place for the people in the neighborhood. And, you know, you find little places like that. You find some small type pawn shop places. But Blodgett has a bank. There is a black run operated bank on the corner of Blodgett and Live Oak, Riverside National Bank.
That's where the more political things are.
What type of political?
It's like legal aid and
well, they are located there because it happens to be a good street, and it's in relationship to the school, to TSU. Yes. Did you get him?
No, I didn't get him, but
where do the wealthiest blacks live?
They live in the Timbergrass area, and some of the younger ones with not younger ones, but ones who have not resided in the Timbergrass area, say, over the past 14 or 15 years, are now living like over across the bayou, South McGregor side. Some are living in the neighborhood that I told you about, Honey Circle. Now, in my area where I live, you have not the wealthy people, but you have middle income.
Professional?
Yeah, younger by.
Young. Tell Scott, he knew when I was leaving and I hung around a bit after.
Okay, school. I'll tell him. Mainly younger, professional people with families. Starter type homes, but pretty, you know, relatively nice homes.
What are the main Mexican homes?
The area, which is located not too far from here, it's over Navigation.